Our final case this, under public hearings is case number 12053, Suzanne Rodenheiser, seeking a variance from the front and rear yard aggregate measurement and a variance from the required distance between dwellings, sections 115-188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Cypress Lane, approximately 330 feet south of Oceanside Parkway. The 911 address is unknown. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, map 17, parcel 39.03, unit 106. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and four mail returns. Specifically, the applicant is seeking an 11-foot variance from the 40-foot front and back yard aggregate, as well as a 3.4-foot variance from the 40-foot required separation distance between dwellings.
Okay.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Brian Martin, 37726 Balsa Street, Ocean View, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Obviously, I am not Suzanne. I am her contractor. I'm representing her this evening. Suzanne is looking for a variance of the rear setback in order to construct a set of steps. In this development, all of the houses originally had a front set of steps. She's concerned about egress in an emergency and would like a rear set of steps to the rear of her house. So we are requesting for the 4 foot from that 40 feet to the rear residence. I included some pictures.
And they were provided in your packets.
They were provided, okay. I have constructed another set of steps that met the requirements in this development, as well as other owners have constructed steps as well. So that is what we're requesting. There is no other location on the house that the steps could be constructed without going over the property lines. By the survey, the steps would be able to come off the rear of the house. And if you're looking at the survey, they would exit to the left and all stay within the required setbacks. So it's just the 4 foot variance from the rear property. Suzanne purchased this house as is. She didn't build the deck, didn't build the porch. It was that way when she purchased it. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, let's see if we have any questions. Got Mr. Workman.
Is there any other homes in there getting steps to the back?
Yes, I've included.
Are those pictures? Are
well, I don't know if they were, if I included them in the original packet. There was a set there. Yes, those are her neighbor's steps that we constructed about 6 months ago. That property happened to meet the 40 feet to the rear, and it was within the setbacks as well.
No other questions?
All right, thank you.
Yes, the existing stairs shown on the front of the house, is that the only means of getting in the house?
Yes.
So if the variance is approved, it provides a second means of egress?
Correct.
In case of emergency?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. No questions? Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yeah, regarding the aggregate. So it didn't meet the aggregate to begin with?
Correct.
Ever since it was built?
That's correct.
Interesting. So I imagine the
We just noticed it when you...
Gotcha.
I didn't want to point that out.
Pardon me?
I didn't want to point that out.
It's okay. Everybody's human here.
It'd been hard.
No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
When was it built, the home, do you know?
I do not know.
And any discussion with neighbors or anything about like that?
I checked with the homeowner. She had no letters of opposition or
nobody,
support.
Nobody complained to her about. Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the application for variance. The uniqueness that it only has one entrance or exit is unique. It's not going to be otherwise developed. It wasn't created by the applicant. She purchased it that way, and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And they're asking for a minimum variance to provide relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee, a second by Mr. Mears, that we approve case number 12053. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Mears?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12053 is approved.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, that takes care of all of those regular business. Now we've got two under other business. Then we got one left under, I'll come back to, under old business. But we'll move on to other business.